There is an active shooter in this school. How do the people inside respond? Will they behave differently if the building is designed differently? Virtual reality is the first step to answering these questions, giving engineers a safe space to find ways to create safer buildings.
We're interested in looking at how different building attributes affect responses to incidents of extreme violence. And that's something that we can't manipulate easily in the real world. But in virtual reality, all of that is possible, and it's possible safe and ethically.
Various building designs for a school or office setting can be tested in VR with teachers and office workers on treadmills similar to this, so they can run or walk. Some of the design options include the placing of exits or establishing hiding places in here. Using sensors and artificial intelligence, a building can have clear windows that become frosted when danger is sensed.
It could be the case that where there are sensors, and then they pick up the noise levels, and if there's a shooting, obviously it will come with some increased noise levels and shouting and other clues. So the building can have, for example, dynamic walls that lock up maybe the bad actor in the building.
An intelligent building can also produce digital signage that points occupants to the safest exits away from the violence.
So I don't believe we are too far from having these kind of intelligent environments.
Once researchers understand how different design features influence people's behavior, they can design better buildings and with types of technologies that will keep people safe. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Los Angeles.